A Catholic bishop is preaching a message that's tough for some of his white parishioners to hear, that they have to love their undocumented immigrant neighbors. Correspondent Anna King has our story from Grandview in central Washington.
Are you still with me?
Bishop Joseph Tyson is the head of the Diocese of Yakima that stretches across seven counties, most of central Washington. He says more than 70% of Catholic churchgoers here are Latino. Among the adults, he says most are undocumented. And he's telling everyone, the bottom line in central Washington is this.
If you want to protect the unborn, you have to walk through the doors of the undocumented.
70 people are here at Blessed Sacrament in Grandview. It's part of a tour Bishop Tyson's doing. He's already spoken to crowds in Richland, Yakima, Moses Lake, Ellensburg, and East Wenatchee. On this night, there are 7 round tables of Latinos and 1 of all white people at the back.
Here, Central Washington is a pretty pro-life environment.
Bishop Tyson explains a change he wants to see in that pro-life culture. He starts by pointing out,
most of our pregnancies are on the Spanish side.
He says 80 to 90% of Catholic babies baptized in Central Washington are Latino. Then he says pro-life volunteers in his diocese have been successful in helping women have those babies. But that most of the families they're helping have some undocumented members. And here's his punchline. All Catholics have the responsibility to help those babies and their families.
I know in the national debate, that's like 2 different moral universes, red issue, blue issue. Huh? But here in Central Washington, we live a different reality.
In Central Washington, that reality includes fear of immigration raids and deportation. Tyson says those fears and what he calls racist rhetoric undermine the Catholic pro-life mission. After the bishop's talk, snacks are served. Cookies, veggies. The Latinos stay for fellowship. The whites hit the doors. Sitting in a wooden pew at the back of the auditorium, Bishop Tyson looks over the remaining people.
We're teaching about God in a distracted classroom right now. That might be a way of looking at it.
And he says often white people in his parishes don't ask questions during his talks. They write emails afterwards.
The pushback is usually underground. And some of it can be pretty severe, where I can think, glad you didn't say this, you know. It's better we're doing this offline.
They say things like, they should be afraid, and go back to Mexico with the rest of them. Stephanie Dahl went to Tyson's talk in Richland. She was into it, but as a white person in a mostly white crowd, she says her agreement with the bishop put her in the minority.
I felt the need to nod my head a lot to convey my agreement and understanding with the bishop.
What made you feel that way?
There were a lot of still faces and not a lot of other head nods happening around the table and around the room.
Maria Perez feels the divide at Blessed Sacrament in Grandview. Some whites in her parish always say hi. She says, they just pass by me, like I'm nothing. Bishop Tyson told his Grandview Latino followers, it can be hard to face racist or unfriendly white people, but it's God's work. He also told them that in Central Washington, things have changed so much that sometimes white people can feel like outsiders. So Tyson says Latinos in Central Washington need to flip the script of a Catholic story that goes back centuries.
So English speakers, the Spanish speakers are going to be learning how can they be better missionaries to you in the North.
He says opening doors and hearts will take love, and it may also take some steamy pozole. I'm Anna King in Grandview, Washington.